Ever feel like you're constantly on the go, just searching for a moment of peace?
Happens to everyone, I think.
Yeah, and well, sometimes the simplest things really are the most powerful. Today on the Deep Dive, we're cutting through the noise to get you truly well-informed about a timeless natural solution, chamomile lavender tea.
A classic.
Exactly. We're going to unpack everything. I mean, its characteristics, the surprising science behind the health benefits, even the exact steps for brewing your perfect cup.
And the gear too, right? The
And
accessories.
oh yeah, the accessories that can really elevate the whole thing into a mindful ritual. Our deep dive today is built on a comprehensive article exploring all these facets: properties, preparation, uses. It's basically your shortcut to understanding this soothing blend.
And it's a great article. Really gives a solid foundation to understand the subtle power of this combination. We're definitely going beyond just the surface today.
Good. Okay, so let's unpack the blend itself. We know it's soothing, aromatic, herbal, and crucially, caffeine-free.
Right, that's
But
key for relaxation.
what's the the core magic here? What makes a specific combination so, unique for relaxing?
Well, what's really fascinating is how these two herbs work together almost on a molecular level. Chamomile has this flavonoid called apigenin.
Apigenin, okay.
Yeah, and it actually binds to specific receptors in your brain, kind of like how mild sedatives might work. It promotes that deep sense of calm.
Wow, okay.
And then lavender brings something called linalool.
Linalool, got it.
And that's been shown to reduce anxiety, induce relaxation by influencing the nervous system more directly. So it's like a powerful 1-2 punch for tranquility,
I see.
which makes it really effective as a bedtime tea for a lot of people.
That makes so much sense chemically. Now let's talk about the experience, the sensory journey, because that's a huge part of its appeal, right?
Absolutely.
When you're looking at the dry ingredients, what should you expect to see?
Okay, so the dry stuff is pretty distinctive. You'll see these small, delicate yellow, sort of daisy-like chamomile flowers.
Right.
And then alongside them, these tiny purple and really aromatic lavender buds.
Okay. And when it's brewed.
Once brewed, the tea usually gets this beautiful, light, golden color. Sometimes, maybe just a subtle hint of purple, depending on how much lavender you've used.
And the aroma, I feel like you can almost smell it just thinking about it.
Oh, the aroma is, yeah, it's captivating. It really marries the sweet, almost apple-like quality of chamomile with that intensely calming, very distinct floral scent of lavender. It creates this really harmonious and inviting fragrance.
Yeah.
Immediately signals relaxation, you know.
Yeah, definitely. So what about the taste and texture when you finally take a sip?
So the flavor is, it's wonderfully mild, generally sweet, but with those definite floral undertones. Chamomile gives it that smooth, some people say honey-like base.
Okay.
While the lavender adds a light aromatic note, it can lean maybe slightly bitter,
Yeah.
which actually balances the sweetness quite nicely.
Interesting balance.
Yeah, and the texture, it's consistently light, very smooth, just makes it incredibly easy and comforting to sip.
You've painted such a clear picture. It's easy to imagine how those elements, combine for this really harmonious, calming drink.
Exactly.
But beyond just the sheer delight, let's dig into the health benefits. We know it's calming, but what's the deeper science, really at play?
Right. So beyond that immediate sense of calm, both chamomile and lavender are, yeah, they're powerhouses for relaxation. Like we touched on, the apigenin in chamomile acts like a mild tranquilizer.
Right, the brain receptors.
Exactly. Helps quiet the nervous system. And lavender's linalool helps reduce anxiety.
Yeah.
This direct action on the nervous system is why drinking it before bed seems so effective for improving sleep quality, even combating insomnia for some people.
So it's not just a feeling, there's actual chemistry working there.
Definitely real chemistry.
And it goes beyond just calming the mind, doesn't it? Chamomile especially has some traditional uses for the body that are pretty compelling.
Oh, absolutely. Chamomile is packed with compounds like chamazulene and bisabolol.
Okay.
These are known for their anti-inflammatory properties,
Yeah.
so potentially easing aches and pains, that sort of thing.
Huh, interesting.
And it's also been a traditional go-to for digestive upset. Think, soothing stomach aches, cramps, general
They're a
indigestion.
real multitasker.
It is.
Yeah.
And what's more, both herbs are rich in antioxidants.
Ah, the cleanup crew.
Exactly. Think of them like that. They help neutralize free radicals, those unstable molecules that can damage cells, contribute to aging, illness.
Right.
So sipping this tea actually gives your immune system a kind of subtle boost against everyday wear and tear.
That's great.
And here's something maybe less known. Chamomile's anti-inflammatory side extends to skin health, too. It's often used topically, sure, but drinking it can also help soothe irritations from the inside out.
Wow. So whether you drink it hot or cold, it's not just pleasant. It's this fragrant, soothing experience that really benefits both body and mind. Okay, let's get practical for our listeners. How do you actually make this wonderful tea at home? Is it complicated?
Not at all. But that's the beauty of it. It's simplicity. You really just need three core ingredients: dried chamomile flowers, dried lavender buds, and water. That's it.
Simple enough. Walk us through the steps then. How do you get that perfect brew?
Okay, first step. Bring your water to a boil. You're aiming for about one cup, maybe 240 milliliters per serving.
Right.
Now, while any boil works, if you want to get optimal flavor and preserve those, you know, gelatin compounds, maybe consider an electric kettle with temperature control.
Oh, good tip. What temperature?
Set it to around 200 degrees Fahrenheit. That's about 93 Celsius. Just shy of a full rolling boil.
Okay.
Once your water's hot, place about, say, 1 to 2 teaspoons of the dried chamomile and 1 teaspoon of the dried lavender into a tea infuser, or you could put it directly into your teapot.
And then comes the steeping. I know that part's crucial. Can make or break it. How long is the sweet spot?
It really is crucial. So pour that hot water over the herbs. And here's important. Cover the teapot or mug with a lid or even just a saucer.
Why cover it?
It traps the steam, and with it, those lovely volatile aromatic compounds. You don't want those escaping.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, so cover it and steep for...
Let it steep for 5 to 7 minutes. Now, this time is a bit flexible. Longer steep means stronger flavor, but be careful not to overdo it.
Right, bitterness.
Right, exactly. It can get a little bitter if steep too long. So you might need to experiment a bit to find your personal preference.
Makes sense.
After steeping, just remove the infuser, or if you put the herbs in loose, strain the tea to separate the liquid. Then pour it into your cup.
And sweeteners?
Optional, of course. But if you like, you can add a touch of honey or sugar.
Mm.
And a little pro tip. Honey really complements the floral notes beautifully. Adds its own soothing quality, too.
Mm, I bet. And it's super versatile, right? Hot or cold?
Totally versatile. Enjoy it hot for that classic comforting vibe, or chill it down for a really refreshing cold brew. It's perfect for relaxing evenings, obviously, but honestly, anytime you need a moment of calm.
Yeah.
And the fact that you can customize this strength and flavor really puts you in control of your own perfect cup.
Okay, so the tea itself is simple, but you mentioned earlier that the act of preparing it can become like a soothing ritual.
Definitely.
And the right accessories can really elevate that whole experience.
Precisely. Think of them as like tools for mindfulness, not just function. A teapot with a built-in infuser is fantastic.
Why that specifically?
Well, it lets the loose herbs fully expand and circulate in the water, releasing all their flavor and, you know, beneficial properties.
Right.
Plus, it makes removal super easy.
Okay, what if you don't have one?
No problem. A simple fine-make strainer works great as an alternative. It just ensures you get a smooth, clear drink, no stray bits floating around.
Good backup. And for actually drinking it, cups matter?
I think so. Ceramic or glass teacups or mugs are excellent choices. They hold heat well, and let's be honest, there's something visually pleasing about seeing that nice golden color of the tea, especially in glass.
True.
And a dedicated honey jar and spoon. It might seem small, but it adds a touch of elegance to sweetening it. And like we said, honey just works so well with this tea's flavor profile.
Right. Complements the floral notes. You mentioned the electric kettle earlier, too, that temperature control one. Sounds like a bit of a game changer for precision.
It absolutely can be, yeah. An electric kettle with temperature control is, I'd say, a standout accessory if you drink a lot of herbal tea. Heating water to that precise temperature around 200 degrees or 93 degrees C really helps extract the delicate flavors and therapeutic compounds without scalding the herbs.
Ah, so scalding can make it bitter too.
It can, yeah. It's a subtle difference maybe, but it can make a profound impact on the final taste.
Interesting. What else?
Well, if you make a larger pot and want to savor it, a tea cozy is a lovely kind of traditional touch to keep it warm. And a timer. Seems basic, but it's deceptively important for hitting that optimal 5-7 minutes steep time. Avoids both bitterness from oversteeping and weakness from understeeping.
Good point. Easy to forget.
And finally, maybe a nice serving tray. It just transforms the act of bringing your tea to your favorite chair or reading nook into a more intentional, elegant part of your self-care ritual.
Yeah, I like that. So it's really about more than just the practical stuff. It's about making the preparation itself an intentional, mindful part of your well-being.
Exactly. Equipping yourself with some of these items helps you, fully embrace the calming and therapeutic qualities on a deeper level.
Okay, we've definitely established chamomile lavender tea is a superstar for winding down, huge for evenings. But let's challenge that idea a bit. Is it only a bedtime tea?
Oh, good question. And
Great.
you're right to challenge it. While it's absolutely phenomenal for evening relaxation, helping you unwind, transition to sleep, its versatility is, I think, one of its greatest strengths.
So when else?
Think about an afternoon break. It's a fantastic way to just hit pause, reset, recharge yourself without any caffeine jitters.
Nice alternative to coffee, then.
Totally. It can also really beautifully enhance meditation or yoga sessions. Maybe drink it before or after to deepen that mindfulness practice.
Oh, I like that idea.
Perfect companion during reading time, too. Creates a really cozy, focused atmosphere. You can integrate it easily into any self-care ritual like a calming bath, journaling, or just carving out quiet time for yourself.
Makes sense.
And yes, of course, before bedtime, it acts as that gentle, natural signal to your body to prepare for deeper, easier sleep.
Right.
Also, think about stressful moments. If you're feeling overwhelmed during the day, a warm cup can genuinely help soothe nerves and bring a sort of tangible sense of peace.
A little rescue remedy in a cup.
Kinda, yeah. And don't forget social gatherings. It offers a really lovely, intimate, and importantly, alcohol-free way to share a calm, relaxing experience with friends or family.
That's a great point. So many possibilities beyond just sleep. So whether you're seeking that scientific solace we talked about, or really just a simple moment of quiet, this deep dive hopefully shows you how to effortlessly prepare and enjoy this tea.
Yeah, it's about mastering the, well, simple ingredients, understanding its subtle powers, and maybe embracing the ritual a bit. I
Yeah.
mean, chamomile lavender tea really stands out as a celebrated, soothing, caffeine-free herbal blend. The way chamomile's sweet, sort of apple-like notes combine with lavender's calming aroma, it just creates a drink that's cherished for promoting relaxation and, yes, enhancing sleep quality. It's like a tranquil escape in a cup, really.
A tranquil escape in a cup. I like that. Okay, so as you, our listener, reflect on the simplicity and the surprisingly multifaceted benefits of this remarkable tea, here's something to think about. How might intentionally integrating small rituals like the mindful preparation, maybe the enjoyment of just a single cup of chamomile lavender tea, how might that transform your daily approach to stress, to focus, and overall well-being? You might just reveal some unexpected pockets of peace you never knew were waiting for you.